Hello, everyone. I'm John Adams, Vortech's CEO, and I'm here with our founder and CTO, John Matthew Holt, to talk about the latest version of the Java platform, version 15, that released in September 2020. So, John Matthew, I'm going to hit you with a few questions here that I think everyone would like to gain your perspective on. The first one would be, what's new in Java 15?
Yeah, well, short answer is there's quite a lot. So I guess starting at the beginning, first things first, it's not one of the biggest major releases of Java in recent times, but there are a number of exciting experimental features, which as of Java 15 have now become fully supported production features for the very first time. So that's really exciting. I'll touch on those in a little bit. In language terms, the most significant new feature that programmers and developers may encounter and see is sealed classes. Now, this is a preview feature. The sealed classes feature is the only change to the Java language specification with the introduction of a new keyword for developers and programmers to use called sealed. And for folks that are not familiar with what the sealed classes feature is, it's a feature for providing a fine-grained mechanism for a developer to restrict which other classes or interfaces may extend the classes that they are writing. So it's a little bit like developers might be able to think of it as a little bit like a final class modifier, but with a list of classes that are exempt from the final constraint. Okay. So interesting stuff for software developers, has some value, fine. Moving to the class libraries, though, there's about 50 new classes and methods. Half of these, so about 25, are for supporting Edwards Curve Digital Signature Algorithm that's part of the TLS 1.3 standard. So that really is the lion's share of the class library changes. And then last of all, and what probably excites me the most, is the changes within the JVM itself. So we're now inside the JVM and in the JVM's internals, is the availability of two brand new GCs, garbage collectors, as fully supported GCs. The two GCs in question, garbage collectors in question, are the ZGCs or ZGC, and the Shenandoah GC. Now, both of these are exciting because they are low-pause collectors designed for both small and very large heaps, kind of solving or materially solving the garbage collection performance problem that has kind of plagued Java for many years in the past. Now, these GCs have been available as experimental features in the earlier versions of Java for some time, but now they are fully supported. So, you know, it is only when these GCs go fully supported would most users and operators of their applications consider using them in production, and so now is the opportunity to do so. What makes me excited about these new GCs for Waratex customers is for those customers using Waratex upgrade agents can now take advantage of these new GCs for their existing Java workloads. And I'll talk more about that kind of as we get a bit further in. But those are really the highlights of Java 15 and you know, the changes and the improvements that it brings.
That makes sense. So look, Java 11 was a pretty big leap forward, and added a lot of long-time Java features. Are there any features ending in this version of Java that you're aware of?
Yes, there are. Since the Java community moved to the six-month release schedule a couple of years back, the pace of evolution of the Java platform has really shot through the roof, in part because the aggressive major release cadence has kind of made it possible to roll back old features and impediments to development and improvement that hindered the evolution of the platform with the older version management style. So, for example, in Java 15, the Nashorn JavaScript engine, something that's been around for many Java releases, has been removed entirely. It's gone. And the RMI activation feature set has now been deprecated for removal in a subsequent release. Similarly, within the JVM internals, there's also a lot of change going on. I think the highlights really are in Java 15 that biased locking, an optimization for for monitors that's been around in most JVMs for many, many years has been deprecated and disabled in Java 15. So that's quite a big change, and reflecting the improvements and the general growth and evolution of the JVM, that this optimization now doesn't warrant enough performance benefit to sustain its development and maintenance in the code base. Similarly, what's also been removed now in Java 15 is all of the code for supporting Solaris and the Spark platforms and the porting of the JDK for those platforms. So that's it has. And the rationale for that is, again, to streamline the JDK, make the code base smaller, make it easier to maintain going forward and improve on. And some of the exciting features that are being worked on by the community now for the upcoming versions of Java 16 and 17 and beyond require some kind of processor magics under the covers. And so backing out the Solaris and Spark support entirely frees up the JDK and these new feature initiatives to kind of sprint ahead without having to carry these older CPU architectures with them.
So what are the advantages to this new garbage collector, in your opinion?
Yeah, this is what is really exciting to me. I think this is a great step in the Java platform, with Java 15 debuting these two new low-pause collectors, ZGC and Shenandoah GC. Both of these collectors can support enormous heap sizes, hundreds of gigabytes, with constant low pause time. A really big change for the way Java programmers and Java developers have thought about heap size in the past. And what's exciting is that these new GCs really do put the Java platform head and shoulders above any other abstract machine runtime in the industry. And any other of these application engines in the industry. The sophistication of these two new GCs is just way beyond what any other JIT compiled runtime has at its disposal today. But what excites me about these two new GCs for Waratex customers is Waratex customers using one of our agents, the upgrade agent, are now able to bring the benefit of these low-pause collectors to bear on their existing workloads without having to make any source code changes, without having any incompatibilities for the application. They can essentially just press a button, restart their application, and suddenly their existing core business workloads and business-critical workloads can take advantage of the higher, the lower latency, lower response time, high performance that can come from these new collectors. And in the case of Waratex, customers, that benefit now goes all the way back to, believe it or not, Java 4. So customers with applications running on Java 4 and above, Waratex customers with applications on Java 4 and above can get the benefit of these latest GC innovations in Java 15.
As of earlier this year, two-thirds of developers were still writing apps in Java. How difficult is it going to be to move from 8 to 15? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's for most applications, and certainly for most significant applications, significant in terms of code size or sophistication, it's not feasible in a nutshell to move to these newer versions of Java, and certainly not something like Java 15. And that's the dark side, right? That's the trade-off. That's the dark side of the rapid change in Java that began with Java version 9. So while Java's new version management process from Java 9 onwards has facilitated and enabled an explosion of new features and improvements, it has come at the very conscious trade-off and sacrifice of backwards compatibility. So for new apps that are under very active development now with code bases that are relatively young in calendar terms, that's fine, right? They can chase the latest Java versions without too much cost and without too much overhead. But for everything else, for the rest of the world, which is statistically the majority of apps out there, for the established, trusted, business-critical apps that power most of the Java workloads in most of the organizations and enterprises, Java 8 has become the version before Java 9, where things started to change dramatically. Java 8 has become something of a glass ceiling, right, that these established apps have no hope of passing through. And that's what's underpinning, that's what's holding back the large numbers, or underpinning the large number of developers still working on Java 8. The code they're working on today began life on Java 8 or earlier, and it's just not feasible to refactor that code for Java 15 today, and then in 5 months' time refactor that code again for Java 16, and then 6 months later do it for Java 17, and so on and so forth into the future. So it's the trade-off, it's the sacrifice that comes from this aggressive release cadence that Java is now on, which has benefits, but the downside is that established existing applications and code that predate these latest Java versions are essentially stuck on these older versions of Java forever.
How does WarTech solution help companies better manage their Java estates?
Yeah, this is really important. There's a really big need for tools to bridge the chasm that has emerged between, on one hand, the universe of established Java workloads that power most of the world's enterprises, and on the other hand, the rapidly evolving Java platform embodied in Java 15 today, on the other hand. Bridging this divide between the old workloads and the new JDKs is one of the central features and capabilities of what WarTech's products do. In particular, WarTech's what we call the upgrade agent. For listeners not familiar with WarTech, we produce tiny agents for a range of languages and platforms to solve security and compliance and modernization needs for core business workloads. One of those agents, aptly named the WarTech Upgrade Agent, is a tiny agent for the Java platform, which instantly migrates any Java app of any Java version immediately to the newest JDK with no source code changes and no incompatibilities. So all customers have to do to take advantage or to use this agent and achieve that kind of immediate transformative effect is get hold of the upgrade agent, download the newest JDK, set up a configuration file, restart the app, and voila, their application immediately starts running on Java 15 today, Java 16 in 5 months' time, Java 17 after that, and it doesn't matter what version of Java the app was using before. It could be Java 6, Java 8, Java 5, doesn't matter. Whatever version it was using, the WarTech agent takes over the job instead of the developer of translating and migrating that app to the new JDK. So the consequence of this product set and this solution set is that after an application is restarted with WarTech's agent, it immediately begins running on that latest JDK, Java 15 now, with all of the features and all of the benefits that new JDK brings with it. So things like the new low-pause garbage collectors, the new and faster JIT compilers, newer crypto and TLS standards, and, of course, all of the security updates and fixes that are so important for applications as well. So it's thanks to WarTech's Upgrade Agent that organizations can effortlessly migrate and modernize their whole estates of core business Java workloads to the latest Java platform and the latest Java standards with zero development effort, zero source code changes, and zero incompatibilities.
That's fantastic. And I'm assuming you can do this at scale.
Absolutely.
Well, John Matthew, thank you for that. And thank you for the detailed overview of what's in Java 15, the good, the bad, and the challenging. So we appreciate it. So for more information, let's direct everyone to our website at WarTech.com. And once again, you can request a demonstration, and we'll have one of our technical team and engineers get you set up on a demonstration so you can see for yourself. Thank you.